The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. As we listen to the gospel today, we have a reflection on how Jesus entered our situation entirely. If you have any doubt about what is to come, if you have any difficulty with what you might be facing at this present time, if you wonder how God is going to solve the situation of our modern world, then place all of your trust in Jesus. Because Jesus knew what was coming. You see, the story about the young man who died, the only son of his mother, who was a widow, being carried outside of the city gates, accompanied by a large crowd, was for Jesus the first glimpse he had of his own passion and death. He saw the mother weeping, and he was moved with pity. He said, "Don't weep." And yet, clearly inside of himself, he felt such deep, deep compassion for her that he immediately stepped forward and brought the son back to life. Imagine for a moment the miracle that has taken place here in the gospel. A miracle that is, by all outward appearances, impossible. A situation where we get a glimpse of what the compassion and the mercy and the love of Jesus must be like, not only for the young man and for his mother, but for us and for our salvation, because in that same moment he saw himself. And he knew what he was to do. And he knew that he needed to give us the reassurance of faith so that when we find ourselves in these situations, we can turn directly to him and rely completely on him. I've thought a lot about this week. You know, the Holy Father has been giving a retreat for priests. I guess I have a confession to make. I have finally given in to Twitter. I've only tweeted 3 times. My tweet history is not very great. But all the news feeds from the Vatican now come by this way. And if you're following some of the Vatican news sources. There's things coming out constantly. And as I was at my meetings this week with the Methodists in Minneapolis, the tweets would come in constantly throughout the day. The Pope just said this, the Pope just said this. It was almost like being on retreat with him. It was amazing, really. And every sentence that came across was a sentence about mercy. Really beautiful. I guess you can look it up, because the texts of the talks are available, I'm sure. But as I was thinking about this mystery of how Jesus' heart would bring a young man back to life, it occurred to me that we can't say that God is merciful. We can't say that God is loving, or even we can't say that God is forgiving. Because from our human perspective, that would mean that there would still be the possibility of not being merciful, or not being loving, or not being forgiving. God is absolute, so what we have to say is God is mercy. There is no alternative in God. He is mercy. God is forgiveness. God is love. God is life. And when he encounters death, his heart is moved, his human heart, because he has entered completely into the situation that you and I know as our human life. If we could only get this message to people, that whatever the situation might be, turn to the Lord, turn to Jesus, and trust in him, because he is mercy and he is love.